Mornings with Ed, and a very good morning to you. It is Wednesday, and I'm sitting in for Tyler. I called it Mornings with Ed again. I should just start going with the middays with Ed thing. Good fortune would have it that I have in front of me Bailey Tanner. Bailey's with T Street Volleyball. They have summer camps coming up, separate summer camps, and we're going to get into all of them and all of the different stuff they do. Good morning, Bailey.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic today. How are you today?
I'm great.
Good.
Awesome day.
Thank you. It is awesome, isn't it? Thank you for coming in today. So you are a volleyball player, a lifetime volleyball player. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The advantages to being an athletic volleyball player, you learned them when you were a kid, and now you're taking advantage of them as an adult, right?
Yeah, definitely. I did my time as a player, and now I get to coach the young ones, so it's awesome.
Very cool. Now, are you patient enough for the young ones? Do you find that your patience wanes a little bit sometimes?
Yeah, I love them. I think they're just different, you know, because it's a different level of volleyball, but it's also like a little more fun and pure, more than like a job kind of for the older ones. So they're both great.
Right. Yeah. Awesome. So we're speaking about different levels. You have a summer camp coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when does that begin?
So they go all summer. We have our Irvine location, and then we're starting up this Laguna spot at St. Catharines, and that's just taking off. So, and we knew that there was such a great, like a really rich opportunity here because there's so much good volleyball.
Right.
It's just like Laguna is packed with good volleyball. Right. So we're like, the community needs some more.
Right. So. I can actually take a spot up at Main Beach and just watch it all day long, man. There is some great volleyball. Not that I'm playing it or anything, but no, there's some great volleyball that we have right here.
Yeah, totally.
So you've got a few different camps. We have a day camp for boys and girls, mm-hmm. Grades 3 through 6. What can we expect as a parent if we send our kids there?
You can expect to drop them off, and they spend 3.5 hours there, and they get a lot better at volleyball, make friends, have a lot of fun, you know, it's great.
And they're learning the basics at that point, right? Are they?
Yeah, okay. So it's, you know, passing, setting, hitting, serving, all the basics. We're probably, you know, it's not super high level, but they definitely learn what's up.
Right. And it's fun. More than anything else, it's fun. It's got to be cool.
It's definitely fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, a kid who's never played volleyball, let's say it's a third grader who's never played, what's the most challenging thing to learn about volleyball? Is it the serving? Is it the setting or the?
Yeah, I think volleyball is just one of those things. You have to know a few skills to have a basic rally. So it's not like you're going to pick it up in one day, you know, you just got to stay with it. And over a summer, you can get so much better and have a blast, but it's a lot of underhand passing, you know, serving, just getting balls in the air just really helps. Yeah. Right.
Now, you also have a junior high level camp. Now, junior high is an all skills camp.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are we looking at there?
Well, I mean, they'll just be a little more in control body wise. You know, they have, I don't know, it's just when you're more mature, you can do more things, but it'll be more like lots of games, a little more competitive, and you just want to get after it.
Right. Do we at that point split them up into teams and maybe eventually have, you're hoping that by the end of camp, we can have a couple of teams worth to play against each other?
Yeah. I mean, we always do that. There's always some sort of competition each day, but yeah, at the end of the day, it's kind of whatever you're looking for. And we have those options for everyone.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, when did you start playing?
I started playing club when I was 12.
Okay.
Now people are starting at like 7, 8, 9, you know, it's gnarly. These kids are really young, but it's just getting more and more competitive. So they're starting earlier.
So let's say that you have a camper that's a fifth grader in your first day camp,
mm-hmm.
And they're just mad skills. They've just got crazy skills. Would you bump them up to the junior high? Would they be able to bump up into the junior high?
Yeah, definitely. We want to keep kind of people on the same level of experience or at least similar.
Right.
And so that's why it's great. There's so many options.
Right. Regardless of age, if they're skilled enough to be up at the next level, that's where we're going to place them.
Yeah, we want to put people where they belong.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, you also have something, it's called the tryout prep clinics.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly is that?
So tryouts at T Street for playing club are wild, you know, because there's so many people that want to play.
Right.
And so it really helps to have the coaches, you know, see you prior to tryouts. You know, you might not have your best tryout in those couple hours. So, and it's also great just to get reps, kind of find out how the club runs things, and all the coaches are using the same language and we're all on the same page with everything. So it just helps to get a little bit dialed in.
Right.
And then obviously like just freshen up your skills.
Right. And do you see yourself, do you coach? currently? So you're currently a volleyball coach of some kind.
Yeah. So right now I'm on two of the club teams, on the 13 ones and the 16 ones. Right. And then I also run the tweens program out of St. Catharines in Laguna right now.
Okay. Now, those are tough ages to stay focused. I was a soccer coach for a while, and those are tough ages to keep focused. Yeah. As a coach, how do you keep them focused on, hey, man, you got to get better. These are your skills we're talking about.
Totally. Our 16s is the best team in the country. You know, they're the real deal.
Wow.
Just really high level, and they're all about it. So they just come to practice ready to get rowdy, and, like, we work hard every day and just grind.
Right.
And the 13s are super sweet, really good, you know, just young.
Right.
But actually, I've been really lucky with the teams I've coached. They've just seemed like they're all really into it. You don't have to be like, hey, focus up, you know, like,
they're about in. It. Yeah. Right, they're in. They eat, sleep, and drink volleyball. Totally. And they're having to get you focused. Hey, coach.
When they're not, like, in our gym, they're at the beach playing, you know, or in their front yards playing. It's really cool.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I can understand how volleyball would become addictive.
Oh, my gosh,
yeah. So is there a moment that you find yourself, I'm kind of tired, I don't feel like doing it. No, you kind of, I'm guessing you constantly want to play.
Yeah, best job in the world. I get to be around it all the time.
Right on.
Yeah.
So the camps, how do we get in touch with you if we wanted to be a part of this camp?
Yeah, so the best way is tstreetvolleyball.com.
Okay.
And there's just a website with all the camps, clinics, coaches, you know, like the club's kind of outlook on everything. It's really cool. And it's all super true. Just being around it. It's not just like words. It's really meaningful. So,
right.
Yeah, now, definitely check it out.
You mentioned your 16-year-olds were the best in the country.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty amazing there. That covers a lot of area there.
Yeah.
Now, do they travel in tournaments and across the country, or how does this work?
Yeah, so this year we've been to Kansas City twice, Vegas, and then Chicago also. And okay. I think they win tournaments. They're, like, either all going, like, already committed or will be committed to big-time schools. You know, it's, like, Pac-12 and all these really just gnarly programs that they're going to. So it'll be really fun to watch them for their whole career.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, I can tell you who the better basketball teams are and football teams in the country. Who are the better volleyball universities in the country right now? Who usually fights for the volleyball championships as far as colleges go?
Yeah, so for college, it's the Big Ten Conference and the Pac-12, right, like, kind of run it, and then there are a few, like, outliers in their own.
Right.
And the outliers are, like, Texas and Florida, you know, a couples that just, like, they run their conferences, but the Pac-12 and Big Ten are always just, like, packed.
Right.
So it's sweet, yeah.
Now, you're the volleyball competitions, the competitive competitions in college and stuff happen on the volleyball courts. Mm-hmm. Is it an advantage to learn it and practice on the beach in the sand, or is that a different world entirely, or does that help the skills?
Yeah, totally, it helps. It just... You can kind of tell indoor girls when they're beach players. They have, like, just really good touch.
Right.
Really good ball control. And then at some schools, you can play both indoor and beach. And then some girls, like one of our 16s, is actually just going to play beach at UCLA.
Okay.
But some coaches will let you do both. But definitely indoor coaches are stoked if you're playing beach, too. Like,
right.
It's just it's a good look.
Now, beach. Now, when they play beach, is that the same amount of players? Or is beach volleyball what I see in the Olympics, where it's just the two?
It. Yeah, okay. Two on two.
Okay, two on two. That seems really competitive, man.
I
dig that. I totally dig that. We've been talking to Bailey Tanner with T Street Volleyball, and the summer camp's coming up. Tell us one more time how to get in touch with you and how to get us into camp.
Just go on to tstreetvolleyball.com, and that's it. There's not a lot of nice links on there, so just check them out.
Bailey Tanner, thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right.